Morning, everybody. So today is the Super Bowl. You know, as I was reading through the scripture, what Erica just read, it's really amazing to me how it correlates in a way to sports. Now, let me start off actually by saying that this meal that we eat is a direct example of how we should play the game of life. Because Jesus Christ is our example. And he sacrificed. Now, the guys that play on the Super Bowl, they put everything on the field. They work as hard as they possibly can to get there. And they do everything to stay on the field and to do exactly what their coach tells them to do so they can win the game. Just like we want. We want to win the game of life. And the way you win the game of life is staying close to the coach, staying close to what God says to do. Now, when I was reading that scripture, it was amazing to me that there's three things that stood out to me. Number one, when they got there, they told Jesus right away, hey, she's sick. Now, how that relates to us is that on this team that we have here, on a football team, you have an offensive line, defensive line, you have receivers, you have quarterbacks. They all do different things for the team so the team can win. Now, in this Christian life, we have Christian brothers and sisters who are on the team. And the way we do that to help each other is we pray for each other, we come alongside each other and say, hey, how can I help you? That type of thing. Because not everybody's going to be a Bruce. Not everybody's going to be an Erica. Not everybody's going to be Matt or Danae or Jane. But each one of us has certain things that we have that are very valuable to the team. As far as I'm concerned, when I get to church here, if Mario's not here, something's missing. We all play a part. Now, so they told about her, they told Jesus that she was sick, and as soon as she got well, what did she do? She started to serve. She started to serve and help make the meal. That's what she did. That was her part of the team. We all have parts. We all have our things we do. And the last thing that was the most astonishing thing to me is that when all this was done, Jesus went away and he prayed and he asked his Father, okay, this is the next thing. We go to the next town. How do you want me to do? What do you want me to do? What are we going to be doing? What do you want me to say? Because Jesus said he only says what his Father tells him to say. That's why this is the most important thing, that as a team, as our team, we have to put everything on the field. And we have to go to the coach. What I told my son when he played football, my youngest son, he says, I want to play. I says, here's what you do. You stand right next to the coach. And you let him know that you're willing to do whatever it takes for the team. That's what this is. Jesus did everything he could for the team. He's our example. And in him being our example, we need to do the same thing, and that is give everything we have. Not just money. Money is immaterial. But time, effort, prayer, and to know what God wants us to do. And then the one thing we already know is we win at the end. We already win, but I want to be make sure that I've done everything I possibly can for the team that God wants me to do. so that all of us can go. Thank you.